是
他们那
两口人。
The morale says the Bemedrash brings a Medrash, which is very similar to the Medrash he starts off the Sefer with one twist. It says Va'arba Chiyon Ravavan, there's four big chayas, four big animals. Sakam and Yama, they come out of the sea. So the Medrash says then Daniel's chalaim, Daniel's vision, they came out of the sea. And the Medrash says that's a good thing. If Klal Yisrael zeicha, minyama, then these beasts are going to come out of the sea. Vimlav, if we're not zeicha, min chuisha, they're going to come out of the forest. Yeah, you ask me, any beast that comes at me, I would consider it a threat, whether it came from the water or the forest. The beast is a beast in my books. And it says in the Medrash that there's a very big nafkamina if the beasts come from the forest of the yam. So the beasts are the four malchuyas, are the four kingdoms. And there's such a thing as the four malchuyas coming from the yam, and the four malchuyas come from the forest. What is that?
Thank you so much.
The yam is an example of something. It's a makam that doesn't have the tnaya kiyam. You can't live in the yam. You can't mamash live in the yam. You have a boat. You're not living in the yam. You're living in the boat, and the boat's in the yam. And you can't live in a boat either. It's not the same. You live in a boat. You can't walk down to the store and pick up a pint of milk. You can't live in the yam. The yam is called rochak min hayishuv. It means that there's nothing in the yam for any yishuv. You can't. There is the, all the tnayim, all the conditions that somebody needs for yishuv are not in the yam. So anything that comes to the yam is coming from an absence, an e yishuv, a nisht yishuv, from something that can't be, something that comes out, beasts that come out of the sea. They can't be because nothing could exist in the sea. So when the Medrash uses a zanusach that the four machuyas are like four beasts that come out of the sea, that means that they're not real. They look real, they act real, but they come from the sea, and the sea is a place where there can't be anything. So that means they're not real. They're an illusion. If Klai Yisrael Zeicha, Oza, Umas, Eina, Mamitzias, Agama, they're not real. Kamaidavi, Shubi, Yam, Eina, Mamitzias. Nothing can exist in the sea, so something that comes from the sea is nothing. It's an equation. And he says, look how we said this, the dog and fish, Shem, Biyam, Eina, Mshkita. A dog is torn a sifo. All you got to do is gather it up and take it out. There's nothing shkita. The mitzvah shkita is that the nefesh, the life force, should leave the animal up here mitzvah. Shouldn't just die without a mitzvah. You can't eat anything that died unless the way it died was through tziv Hashem. That brings the thing up. He says, dogim are not things in the first place. They have to be brought up. You can bring up a thing. So you can bring up a cow and lift up a cow. The cow is uplifted. But you can't lift up a fish because a fish comes from the sea, and the sea is a makom that's not a makom yishuv. So a fish's existence is not the same as a cow's existence. Sometimes in a very, very physical life, and you can understand that a fish's existence is very... It's Metzias light, L-I-T, you know. It's Metzias light.
Camels or?
They have very little substance to them. Very little. Metzias of a yishuv. Therefore, you don't need shkita because something which is not mamish a nimtz in this world. It's not something which is a Metzias in this world. So you don't have to do a mitzvah to bring it up. A behemah, is mamish an elm has it a kazakh. It's a behema is it's mamish a grubber behema. It's a very elm has it a kazakh. It's something which is packed, it's chocked full of this world. And it's a fat cow, you know, it's a good fat cow is a very, very stark part of this world. It's a presence. So you want to bring that up, you got a shech tusim on them, the windpipe and the food pipe. And birds. Hashem created birds from the marsh. Birds are created from dry land and the yam at the same time. So it has an aspect of a behema, it also has an aspect of a dog. So you bird, you only have to shech once in a minute. You don't have to shech once in a minute. Okay? I mean, they do shech both nowadays, but you don't have to. You don't have to. Levichim Yisrael Zeichen and the Malchus Kayach. If Klaisho Zeicha, then the other four kings have no power. They have no power, that means that they're powerless. And it's like creatures that are created out of the sea. Climber. Shaskalas HaVayasam. At the in the very beginnings of their formation, of their creation, Ein Kayach Chazak Lahem. They don't have any strong, they don't have any strength, Achei Madam and Yam. They come out of the sea. The main Zaykhom of Klai Shos Nat Zaykhom. Well, that's Eilim Bichorish, and then they come out of the forest. What's a forest? A forest is B'Yishuv. It's interesting, he talks about a forest. Number one, a forest is a place that people could live in. There's ground beneath your feet. That's a prerequisite. It's not like the sea. There's ground beneath your feet. If you need something, you can get it. You can live off the forest. They teach you. They teach you in wilderness skills. Boy Scouts, how to live off the forest. I mean, you have to learn how to eat disgusting things, but they teach you. It's a Makam Yishuv. None of us. It's a Makam Yishuv that people don't live in. Ki Yahu Nivdom in a Yishuv. The forest is a place that you don't go if you want to, you know, it's a dangerous place. Forests are places, there's scary things in the forest. It's roi to be a Makam Yishuv. But people don't go there. Gam Kencher, Ein Sham B'nei Adam. Why don't people like going into the forest? Because you don't find too many people there. Rakhayis, there's wild animals. So you don't want to be in a place that there's no people and there's wild animals. But the mice is, there's a floor to it. It's not the yam. There's a ground to it. We come back when the Gam lived in the Yishuv. So it comes out that there's three madrigas. There's the yam, then there's the forest, and then there's the yishuv. And the forest has aspects of both. On the one hand, it's built of the same chaymer as the yishuv, the same chaymer. It's dirt under your feet. And just in the yishuv, there's dirt under your feet. But the ma'aser, people don't live there. It's a makom which is miyuchad for chayis. And that's different than a regular yeshiva. In a city, the kaiyas usually don't come. So it says that there's four winds blowing towards the yam, and Daniel saw the machuyas. He saw them in the form of the four kaiyas. So he says, why the kaiyas? These are the four machuyas. These are the four monarchies, the four great monarchies in the world. But the world is divided up between the four powers. So why are they seeing this chayis as wild animals? Because a person, the Torah says, "Of marachem v'chitchem yiyal chayis asada," that you fear. Your domination should be on the Chayas HaSadah. That man is the king and the animals are under him. They're part of his kingdom. He is a Kayak of Himshal of the Chayas. So therefore the Melech in this world should not look like a Chaya. See, that's a problem. The Mekadosh Baruch gave the Chayas to Adam. The Adam is the Melech over the Chayas. So how could in the Nile stream, how could a Melech look like a Chaya? That's making a man, the king look like a subject. How could it be? So he says, Roy, Shia, Malchus, Baalim, Nira, Ketaya, Ketumas, Adam. The way, you know, if we're portraying or if we're displaying some type of form of Malchus, so it's appropriate, it's only fitting, that she look like a person. And if Daniel saw something in his dream and he saw Malchus, he should have seen four people, like Adam and Rishon, like Adam. But they look like animals. Daniel saw them as animals. And animals are not kings, animals are subjects. It's a cappella. So he explains that if Daniel would have been seeing in his dream the true Malchus, he would have seen the true Malchus as a king. But he wasn't seeing the true Malchus. He was seeing the Malchuyas of Babel, Paras, and Madai, and Yavon, and Edom. And the, you know, he says, the Lashon and the Maral is the Chaseri Hamala Lukis and Nivdals. Shila Adam. Animals are alive, and people are alive. But they're Nivdal. There's a Havdalah. A man is a Maila, he has Sechel. A man is a Maila, he has Kaimas Kufa, he's upright. A man is a Maila, that he has a Kaich Adibor. He has a Sechel and Nivdal. The Sechel is what separates him from all other life forms. And a man is not a sophisticated animal. He's not an animal at all. I mean, if you want to understand how the theory of evolution has gained such popularity, it's spread, it's accepted, it was called a theory of evolution. It's not a theory anymore. It's accepted as fact. And it's taught in schools the world over. And it's accepted as fact. It's not a theory. Things evolved. That's the best way of understanding things. It's the only way of understanding anything. And creationism is decadent. It's old. And it's a stuff comer. There's no, you know. The amount of evidence to the contrary. First of all, there's no evidence that there is. There's no evidence to evolution. No, none whatsoever. There's no geological evidence. You know, they claim that the lower levels, the lower strata. The fossils that they found there were less complex, and as they neared, you know, the higher levels, then the fossil evidence is more complex. The problem is that there's areas in the world that it's just the opposite, miles and miles and miles. That the more complicated ones are lower and the less complex. So they have a terrace.
Of course, you could love.
There's enough people. Okay, that's a terrorist. There's enough people. That's called science. Science, by definition, is you only believe in what you see, and it's a process of proving, you know, it's a process of proving your theories. So that's called science. But as soon as it's a kashi, it was turned over. Maybe it's Fakert. They have no, there's no writing. It's all theory. It's pure theory. There's so much. Nobody has ever seen anything evolve. The process wasn't witnessed by anyone.
Fruit flies.
Fruit flies, tadpoles, that's not evolution. Evolution is when you have things that advance. And they go from a form which is unfit to perpetuate itself. It doesn't have what it needs to perpetuate itself. And then all of a sudden it develops from where nobody knows, why nobody knows, the ability to carry on and keep going. Where does it get it from? Where's the instructions to the DNA to get it to do that? That it should somewhat change what it was doing until now? Because what it's doing until now, it's not complete, there's something missing. And therefore there's some instruction there to say, hey, this is not cool. We better change something because otherwise we're not going to be here for longer than, I don't know, 5 o'clock tea. It's all over. We're going to all die out. All the little amoeba and cells and these little fruit flies. They're all going to drop dead unless they change. It's a great idea. It's a great concept that this is called survival of the fittest. The only thing is you're talking about an incomplete organism. There's something flawed about it that it can't continue. So what gives it that instruction to do it? We're going to say natural selection, the million monkey model, there's so many different combinations that the only ones that survive are the ones that randomly did it. So where's the fossil evidence of all the failed experiments? This is a problem. They can't answer it. There is.
That's without even talking about the whole chemical soup business.
The chemical soup business.
Just take that as a given.
So this is a marriage case. So how did it spread? How is it so universally accepted? How do you believe man comes from a monkey? The Talmud says they believed they came from monkeys before the theory of evolution. Sechel the right. They don't need to prove it. It's a fact. They know they're monkeys. That's the way they look at themselves. A monkey's a monkey. He has a head, I have a head. He's got a nose, I've got a nose. He smokes a cigar, I smoke a cigar. We're the same.
I guess he wants to finish up the deal.
It comes from it. It comes from a lack of awareness of a sense of self. And then all the evidence has to fit into where you view humanity. They're chaser. Why do they believe that they're from monkeys? There's a reason why. The reason is because what's a monkey? A monkey is something that's in human head form that's missing humanity. A monkey is a chaser. It's a human that's chaser. Very similar to a human. His physical constitution is very similar to a human. But he's missing. He's flawed. Where did the Gaim come from? They come Shem didn't create the Bavliim, and the Piseim, and the Yavanim, and Edom. Hashem did not create them directly. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he's hidden in the world, but Hashem hides himself in the world, so these things emerge. They come by themselves. Borek ain't by Mayim. Mayim ain't by Nechashem Akram Yeshbay. So male, their Malchus does not have a Mila of Tsuras Adam, the Sechel Hanivdalis. They don't have it. So if you take away the mind of a person, so what is he? A person without a mind is a monkey. If you think you're a monkey, you're a monkey. Mamish. You're mamish a monkey. So Daniel saw them the way they were. That's why he saw them as chayis. Because it's what they are. The chayis. He saw them coming out of the water. Why? Because that's what they are. They're not even animals. They're not even animals. They have the tzura of animals, but they're really a puff of smoke. They're water vapor. They're mist. But you see that, you know, they can come from a forest. The Medrash says that they can, it's not kavua. You think it's kavua. From everything we're explaining, you think it's kavua. That if you're going to say that Gaim are not created directly, they're created indirectly, and therefore they're not real. And it's like, it's keenly created from the water, so now how is it that if you're not saying they're coming from the forest? And what's the forest? The forest is a place that animals come from, but the animals are very stark. They're not people, they're not humans, but at least they're starker animals. Animals that come from the water aren't even starker. Animals, monsters that come from the water aren't starker monsters, they're like a puff of smoke. But a monster, a scary thing that comes from a forest, is a real scary thing. So they're not people. They're zikr not people. They're definitely not people.
Is this all Goyim, or are there other Goyim too? Other real Goyim?
Right now we're talking about the ones that are misnagat to Klal Yisrael. The enemies of Klal Yisrael. Is this just thing as a Ger Taishev?
No, but is this... These people are misnagat, but does this constitute... Were all Goyim created in this Mimela fashion from the hiding of Hashem, or there were some Goyim who Hashem created as normal Goyim, and then there were also these Goyim? Are there like normal Goyim that Hashem created in the normal fashion that Hashem creates things?
Everybody at the time of creation had the choice of being a Yid. The whole world would have been Yidden then. There wouldn't have been any Goyim. There's some people that made some bad choices. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them way back. He says, you made bad choices. You made animalistic choices. Because you don't appreciate the Elokus inside of you. You can come back. But you can't be a part of anything important, of anything integral, of the Tachas Island, unless you make a decision to come back. It's
your
choice.
We're talking about
the people that are not coming back. We're talking about
the four nations,
they're finished. They're trying, but the one that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash? No chance.
But there's such a thing called
the Ger Taishev. He goes to Beis Din. He's mekabel not to be with Avodah Zarah. He gets Gan Eden. He doesn't have to be Jewish, but he has to have Geirus. It's a Ger Taishev. He needs a Kabbalah in front of Beis Din. If he just doesn't do Avodah Zarah, that's a very nice thing, but he's not considered a Ger Taishev. He needs a Kabbalah in front of Beis Din. It's mamish. A Ger Taishev is a guy, but he's a guy that gets Gan Eden. He doesn't get the same Gan Eden as Ben Yisrael. He gets a Gan Eden. He gets a Gan Eden of a Ger Taishev. The Ger Taishev doesn't have 613 mitzvahs. Why should he get the Schar of Ben Yisrael? From Tzara Agra. He gets. He's a person. Understand? A Ger Taishev is a person. He's Seichel Nivdol.
What made him into a person?
His Kabbalah from the Beis Din transformed him to someone that has Seichel Nivdol. That means his Seichel is not to be confused with an animal. He's Nivdol. So a guy could also do it, but it has to be a Kabbalah. It has to be a transformation. He's connecting himself to Klal Yisrael. Beis Din's a shliach of Klal Yisrael. Is that really the topic now?
I'm just asking.
I don't know, so the Baruch Hashem knows who's really...
Does he become a person?
No, he's not a person. No, he's not a person. If he's still an Eved Avodah Zarah, he's a behemah. He's a behemah. A bunch of behemah, always a behemah, you know, he's a behemah. Sechel Nivdal. Behemah. These are the two things. But the Abra Machuyas cannot become Ger Taishev. They're taught in the Malchus. The people in the Malchus might be able to do it. But the Malchus stands for eradicating any presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. They're behemoths. They're not people. That's behemoth. They're behemoths by choice. So what is coming from this, from the yam and coming from the forest? Something that comes from the yam is at most a temporary creature. When you say the word, you describe its creation. It was created from the sea. Could you create things from water? What happens if you try and create something from water? You make a sculpture of an elephant in the water. What's going to happen to you? Could you make a sculpture of an elephant in the water?
No,
there's no kiyum to it. Maybe you could, you know, do something, you know, you push the water up, make it spray into the air, then it'll have a certain form to it, it'll look like a lion, but it's not going to last, it's just going to dissipate and go back into the water and be as formless as before. So it looks like a lion, but it's just a moment, it's an instant, and then it just dissipates. But you could have a lion in the forest. In fact, that's where you have lions in the forest. So that means that if the Geisha Malchus is compared to lions in the forest, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, in the forest, that means that they're real. So if we're Zeicha, they're not real. And if we're not Zeicha, they are real. How does this work? I just learned the Shimshin today. I was learning this in Shimshin. The Plishtim paid off Delilah to find out the source of Shimshon's strength. So she asked Shimshon, what's the taka, you know? I mean, What's the second Yishra inscription? And he told her that if they would take 7 bowstrings, you know, from a bow and arrow, that they would never dry it out. I mean, it's still moist, and it didn't have a chance to dry out. And they would tie him around with the 7 bowstrings. So then he would lose his strength. So of course she did it. And then she said, Shimshon, the Plishtim are coming to attack you, they're upon you. And then the bowstrings, they just melted off of him. According to the Al-Sheikh, they just melted off of him. He didn't have to flex. They fell down. They melted completely. Strange. The next time, she said, you know, she put these 7 bowstrings around him, and he was just as strong as before. And they melted off. So she said, you lied to me. You lied to me. I thought you loved me. You betrayed me. Tell me now. What's the secret of your strength? Otherwise, between us, it's over. So he told her, he said, did you use new bowstrings? She said, did you say that? He said, I must have forgot to mention it. And did you use 3-stranded bowstrings, like a braid? She says, no, you never said anything. I said, I'm so bad. Okay, yep. We're going to absorb the loss on this one. He said, you have to use 3-stranded ropes. It's not just use one. Didn't I tell you if you use 3-stranded ropes? She said, no, you didn't tell me. She said, I much forgot. She said, I wasn't trying to trick you. I just forgot. It was my memory. I just forgot. So she took 3-stranded rope, fresh new ones. She tied them around 7 times with it. And it didn't melt off. He had to break it. He broke it easily. He broke it easily. So unfortunately, we talk about it, she tied him up 3 times. The first 2 times, the first time it melted off of him. That means he didn't have to break it. The second time, he was easily able to break it. And the third time, his goose was cooked. Like, what's going on here? If it melted off him the first time, so let it melt off the second time. It was an ace the first time. There it says, Ramesh David Vali, he talks about this. Why 7 strings? He told the 7 strings, and she bought it. She believed him. Why 7 strings? Is it because Shimshon and Delilah, they both knew that his strength wasn't physical. It came because he was a Kaddish. Because he was a Kaddish, and he was a Tahar. When you're a Kaddish and a Tahar, then there's no limitations. He transcended all the limitations. He was Nivdal. In this world, there's limitations to how strong he could be. But if you're Nivdal, that means I don't live in this world. My body does things there, you know. But I don't live in this world. I don't, you know, I'm involved in things that are much higher. You're Nivdal. So if you're Nivdal, Nivdal, then nothing can affect you. It doesn't matter how many strands, it doesn't matter how many knots you put in, it doesn't matter anything. Nivdal, nothing can affect you. In the Nevada, the only power, if Hashem wants it to happen, it's going to happen. If he doesn't want it to happen, there's nothing they can do about it. Pashin Amunah, you know? If Hashem wants the strands to drop off, it's just going to drop off. No problem. Certain level of Amunah, certain level of Hiskashas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that when someone that's Mekushas to Kadosh Baruch Hu has this relationship with God, someone is totally aware of what God is at every moment. And Shimshon was that, So then the ropes just fall off. You can't contain him. He doesn't have to break the ropes. You can't contain him. He's uncontainable. They fall off. Now, Shimshon was dealing with a very, 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 very attractive woman, a woman he was attracted to, and it's a tremendous, tremendous danger. Sakana that we put into as a matzah.
Her name is Nivdal.
Yeah, Nivdal, you just stay Nivdal. Stay Nivdal. What are you going to, you went to Dalila. So going to Dalila is very dangerous. It's a threat to being Nivdal. Girls, a threat to being Nivdal. They're a very big threat, you understand. And he was supposed to, this is his mission. His mission was to get close to the police to women. Now you get close to police to women, there's going to be a fight. If there's going to be a fight, someone's going to get killed. And he's going to kill a lot of police to women. That's talking the way that Shem wanted to work out. But the Mepharshim say that between the first time she tied him up and the second time she tied him up, he had a Yerida Ruchnis.
What?
A Yerida. You know what people have between Shana Aruch and Shana Bet? What is this? A Yerida. No. So he was with her, she's trying to seduce him. Yeah, but she was trying to get him to tell her something that he didn't want to tell her. The secret of his strength. So she was using all the tools at her disposal, everything, all the weapons in her arsenal, she was trying to seduce him. And then the first time that she tied him up, she was not with Sliach. But Moshe David Vali says she tied him up with 7 strands because there's 7 levels of Tumah. They parallel the 7 spheres. She was doing voodoo on him.
Didn't he say 7?
Yeah, no, but he told her something that she'd believe. He was tricking her. He was making fun of her. He was mocking her. He was going to get her good and angry. Because the angrier she is, then the more Plishtim he can kill. He wants to kill Plishtim. She did it every once in a while. So he told her what she wanted to hear. He says, my kayak is Kedusha. If your tummy person is trying to make me tummy, and tries to tie me up with 7 strands, so that's a way of being mavatal, my 7 levels of Kedusha. And it didn't work. You know why? Because he was so perfect in his Avaida that she couldn't influence him. She couldn't make a change. She's trying to make a change in him. Just do one thing different because of me. And just make an impact on him that he should have an impact made on him by a tummy person. And then the police will be able to take him. They'll be able to take him down. The second time, the ropes didn't fall off. He had to snap them. He snapped them easily. But there's a difference between the ropes falling off and snapping them. When the ropes falling off, that means that you don't have to do anything. When you snap them, as easy as it is, but there's something called resistance. Why is there resistance? Because the ropes got stronger. Right? If they fall off, that means they're very weak. If you have to break them, that means they're strong. What was the difference in the first ropes and the second ropes? If my Stalval said the difference was Shimshon. To him, the second time, the things that opposed God in creation were more real. And so they were. And since they were more real, they weren't just an illusion. And if it's not an illusion, you have to snap them. The Arba Machlius, that they come from the forest. How did they come out of the forest? We just explained the beautiful Hasbro. They don't come from the forest. They're not created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're born in a vacuum. Yes, they're born in a vacuum. We put them in the forest. If Zachisa means, if you're Zeicher, you see them the way they really are. You perceive that they come from nothing and if they come from nothing, that means they stand for nothing. If they stand for nothing, so everything they say is nothing. It means you don't have to pay too much attention to anything they say, to what they believe in, to what the culture is, to what they feel their standard of morals are, because it's a standard of morals of a nothing, and it's a culture of a nothing, and it's a values of a nothing, so how much should it mean to you? How much should it mean to you? Nothing. But if you look at them like, listen, we're Jewish people, and Jewish people are the chosen people. So of course we're superior than them, but they also have what to offer. They have something. There's something to it. Now, I'm not talking about not learning mathematics. You can learn mathematics from them. It's good, you know. But to take from their culture, to try and make Judaism better. To improve on Judaism by taking from the culture of those that want to wipe out Judaism, that means that you're giving substance to something that doesn't exist. You're doing that. And this is a totally different smooth. You know, this is a Ben Yisrael has a kayak to create. So if you're Zaycha, they come from the water. If you're not Zaycha, they come from the forest. And you know what? There's wild animals in the forest. And wild animals are not illusions. The wild animals that come out of the forest are very real. And that means we're comparing the Gaim to something that's very real. And we come that way because we believe in them. Melech HaMashiach, after Daniel saw these four Tzuris, he saw Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach was in Tzuris Adam. In Daniel's vision, the four Umais, the four Machlias were different animals, these creatures, these combination creatures, these hybrids. But the Melech HaMashiach was the Tzuris on them. Because Malchus of the Umay is the Tzuris Achaya, Behema, that comes from water. And Malchus is the Tzuris on them. There's a short pasuk in Echa. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he also saw four things. It's the same four things: the head, the arms, the torso, the legs, the bottom of the feet. And that was also representative of the four Umars, the way they opposed Klal Yisrael. But Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he saw it as a person, because Nebuchadnezzar, an animal, is a person. Daniel saw it the way it is.